Donald Trump adds target silent majority. Joe Biden would raise taxes and bestow amnesty. By Charlie Spiering on August 3, 2020. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign on Monday released two new ads focusing on former Vice President Joe Biden's radical plans for the country. The ads focus on Biden's proposed trillions of dollars in new taxes and amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, as well as his plan to reduce funding for the police. The radical left has taken over Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Don't let them take over America, the narrator warns. Another ad features a woman displaying large cards of information about Biden's radical proposals for the country, saying that as a mother of four, she's concerned about his America. She also warns Biden's trade policies have hollowed out American cities. She does not speak, but the cards read that Biden is weak and he embraced the policies of the far left. I'm afraid to say this out loud, I won't risk my children's future with Biden, the cards conclude. A Trump campaign staffer said Monday that the woman featured in the ad was a real Trump supporter, not an actress. The Trump campaign said the new ads will run in states where early voting is about to begin: North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Arizona. The countdown clock may show 91 days left in the race, but in reality the election starts a lot sooner than that, Trump 2020 campaign manager Bill Stepien said in a statement. In many states, more than half of voters will cast their votes well before Election Day, and we have adjusted our strategy to reflect that. Joe Biden is continuing to spend millions of dollars a week in states that won't come online for 2 months, and we encourage him to keep at it.